Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Wow, last week's show, episode 120, Martial Arts versus Firearms, was a huge success. I received tons of email, and it has the record for the most downloads in a single week. Thanks again to Paul Wilson of Karate Cafe for stopping by to join the discussion. I do have a few corrections to make. During the show, I misquoted Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. I called his book On Combat. What I meant to say was On Killing. Mr. Grossman does have books by both titles, but I was referring to On Killing, not On Combat. Second, I mistakenly said that 10 to 15% of soldiers fired at the enemy during Vietnam. The correct numbers are actually 15 to 20%, and it was during World War II. After significant changes to the training curriculum, those numbers went up to 55% during Korea and 90 to 95% during Vietnam. In any event, both are outstanding books, and I highly recommend them. Now again, the first book is called On Killing, and it was published in 1995, and the later work is called On Combat, which was published in 2004, and they are by Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. Okay, on to this week's quick tip. This one comes from a listener named Dave. He writes, I'm fairly new to your podcast and playing catch-up. I'm not sure if you've done any safe room topics, but here is one thing I do. I keep a set of keys clearly marked to the appropriate door with a sketch of the house in a bag attached to a chemical light stick. If needed, I can instruct the 911 operator, and when the police arrive, activate the light stick and throw it to them from the window. Under such circumstances, they can break the door in, but if it helps for a silent entry, opening reinforced doors, points of ingress or egress information, and my location, then it is worth it. This may spark debate. Some may say an intruder may have already broken the door, they may have picked it and left it open. Maybe they're just robbing and not interested in harming you, but maybe it becomes more. Whatever may be possible and or probable, for me, the $10 and time spent putting it together is worth knowing that I have additional capability to assist the police with my family's safety. Thanks, Dave. You bring up a few very good points. First, the police have no idea how your home is constructed or laid out. Providing them with a map and a floor plan is a great idea. Attaching it to a chemical light stick, and everyone knows I'm a fan of light sticks, is another great idea. If the event happens during the night, the glow stick will make the packet much easier to find and will also draw attention to the packet as you toss it out of the window. One of the points that Dave makes, which isn't quite apparent, is that sometimes a home invasion takes a long time. Even if the invasion itself is short, the aftermath can take a long time. If you manage to gather your family in a safe room, which is often just the master bedroom, and block the door, there may be time for the police to arrive. The trouble is, the police do not know the layout of your home, where you are, where the bad guys are, or even if the bad guys are still in the home. What you think you're telling the emergency operator, what they hear, and then what is finally relayed to the officers on site might be very different. Not only is there a delay, the details might get fuddled in the many handoffs. A piece of paper from you to them eliminates a lot of confusion and delay. You often read stories of how a mother and child have holed themselves up in a bedroom for 10, 20, or even 30 minutes before the police enter the home. Even if the bad guys give up and leave before the police arrive, you won't necessarily know that, and neither will the responding officers. You'll be instructed to stay where you are until the police have checked every room. Having this small packet with a floor plan and a set of keys will go a long way to aiding the police in coming to your aid, and coming to your aid faster. Now, some might argue that if you can toss something out of the window, why don't you just crawl out? Well, there could be many reasons why that's just not possible. First, you might be injured and incapable of climbing out, or you need to care for somebody who's injured, or you just can't take this person with you. You know, it can be an elderly parent, a young child, or even several young children. Or you might not be on the ground floor. You could be on the second floor of your house, or in an apartment or a condominium that's 5 or even 10 stories up. So consider creating one of these packets that Dave has. It could help out quite a bit. Now, of course, don't forget that we have a 20% discount on subscriptions to Taekwondo Times magazine. Just enter our exclusive promo code of PRACDEF01 at checkout. That's PRACDEF01. The subscription to the print edition of the magazine includes digital copies as well. You can find the promo code and a link in the show notes. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Practical Offense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.